Hey folks, before this episode starts, I just wanted to jump in and add a couple things. I'm editing it today. We recorded it last night. Obviously, I had a few beers and I just wanted to clarify a few things. First and foremost, if you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I don't care, but just quit forcing everybody else to live the same way that you feel like you have to. It's kind of my overall point. Second thing, a lot of the things we're hearing on the news is just pure fantasy and fiction. I just can't get over if you actually read some things, how skewed towards making everybody afraid everything is. It's utter nonsense. And third thing, we were trying to come up with a figure last night, and God damn it, I'm sure I said that wrong again, and you'll hear about it later. As to what the cost of the vaccine actually is. And today I was able to pull it up on my computer because our calculators we had last night wouldn't go that high. The number of the for the cost of the vaccine is somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 to $20 billion for just the doses. That doesn't include administering them. It doesn't include transportation or any of the support you would need around them to get them to the people. So the true cost of this vaccine is astronomical. So there's definitely an incentive for anybody in that chain to perpetuate any sort of reason that everybody on the planet should get at least one and two or now three or possibly endless doses of this is kind of the point I was trying to make last night. Not sure if it came through, but that's kind of what I want to say. And later in the podcast, when we get to that and we're trying to do idiot math, that's the numbers that we were searching for. So if anybody out there listens to this and they disagree, they think we're in error, I would be more than happy to have you on the podcast and we can debate this in a rational way. I'm more than happy to have a discussion with anybody about anything and try and understand somebody else's viewpoint, and maybe there's some data that we're misunderstanding and we're completely wrong, but I don't think so. I think we're at least partially right. So anyways, enjoy.
Okay, whatever you did, I.
It is the year of our Lord, 2021, August 18th, and we're doing a podcast.
We are.
It's a Wednesday night. We just got back from our weekly go out with our friends and have dinner Wednesday night. We call it wings, but nobody gets wings.
Mm-mm. I get meatloaf.
It looks pretty tasty.
I'm going on like a month or more.
I feel like we've started some sort of.
But then I get the meatloaf burps.
Oh, shit.
Are you recording? Okay, the bug's back in your hair.
No, it's...
It really likes your hair.
Kill it. Good. What oh, you have to do
it?
A better job.
I can't. I'm afraid, I'm afraid it's going to bite me.
Is it a moth?
I don't know. It's not.
I feel like we've started some weird...
Are you recording, first of all?
I'm 76% sure.
Okay, cool. Because you're going to get really angry in a minute.
More sure of anything I've ever been in my life.
When you realize you're not.
What?
Isn't there like a button or a light or
no,
anything that?
I think all the buttons are lit that should be lit.
Okay.
And all that
Don't
good
yell
shit.
At me later.
No, it's going. I can see it over here.
Okay.
But anyways. Oh, excuse me. I feel like
Holy
we've started
shit.
A community war, and people are getting hurt feelings. If our Wednesday night group doesn't come to their restaurant,
I feel like you're overinflating the importance of our Wednesday night group.
But well, we take like 10 people to a restaurant.
Well, yeah,
ish, and everybody gets food and drinks.
It's because none of us women want to cook for you heathens.
Right, but then we switch to a different place, and I feel like people get bitchy. I mean, you experienced some bitchiness
That's not
last
fair.
week.
Well, yeah, but...
And it doesn't have anything to do with anything other than we're like, oh, we've been going to the same place for 4 months.
Let's give it to somebody else.
Let's switch it up a little bit and do something different for a little bit.
It's kind of cooler being closer to home, too. I'm not going to lie. But
in the summer, we're all busy and trying to do shit. But anyways, long story short, we always go out Wednesday nights, have a few beverages and some good food. And here we are doing a...
We have a good group.
Podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we are lucky. We have some good friends.
Yep.
Good folks.
We do.
You worried about bugs flying into your shit?
Oh, my God. Between fruit flies and mosquitoes and whatever keeps landing in your hair because it's like a majestic rug on top of your head. It's just like a...
Are you saying I have like Trump hair?
Well, no. Did you see that last night?
Yeah, I took a picture of it.
MG, I know, because we were sitting there together, but...
What is going on there?
It's always been that way. Just, they were very close up on him.
Yeah, but...
Made it look
one
worse.
One side of his hair was, like, sticking out 6 inches
past
his head.
That's...
No, I longed for him to come out and say no bullshit things repeatedly and say it was awesome. God. As opposed to our president we have now that says nothing and then scurries off.
Well,
like, it's like we have went from one extreme to the other.
You did not hear his address this afternoon.
I'm willing to play it. I have it all keyed up.
Oh, God.
We can...
Okay, did you like strategically hit bullet points or anything in that?
No,
or?
I haven't listened to it.
Just have the whole thing.
I just have the whole thing queued up.
Oh.
Because you were bitching about it when I got home today. And she's like, you're just like, did you hear that? And I was like, no.
And I recorded it for you to watch it.
All right. I'll play it. And when you want me to stop, just hold your hand up and maybe I'll stop. Let's see if we can get through this.
So how long is it?
It's 15 minutes. We're not going to let the whole fucking stupid thing play. Okay. But we're going to stop and comment.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, listeners.
So... I would assume.
I know we're gonna lose some of
now,
you.
Now, I would assume that if the president's going on TV today, it's definitely about the Afghanistan stuff.
Okay, so let me preface this because I was there, and you were not. They said.
No. Don't tell us what's going to be on here.
Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. They said before.
The news, the MMS mainstream. said that in a few minutes he's going to go on to discuss the booster shot and the current Afghanistan situation. Okay, that was the preface leading into this special report.
What drives me nuts about the president or any public figure going on to talk about
Figure. It's figure.
What?
Your figure, not figure. Racist.
Figure.
Oh my God.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Help.
I don't say things
Everybody
right.
Everybody help. Okay.
I hate any time that a figurehead gets on and
you said it again.
Shut up.
Okay.
And regurgitates things that smart people said.
Okay.
To him.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that what he clearly reads in this speech was not his words.
None of them are any president's words. Except for Trump. He just fucking every once in a while
go
off.
Yeah, because he goes on to pat himself on the back about everything.
He goes off the rails.
The best thing you've ever seen. We did the best of him.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Everything is amazing.
But everybody reads. They're speech writers, and they read things. Because could you imagine trying to be off the cuff about what's going on in Afghanistan?
I feel like if I was the president, I would want to write what I'm going to say.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it would take a very special person to be able to be like, all right. So before we talk about this, I feel like we need to talk about something else. So in the past bit of... time since our last podcast.
How long ago was that?
Well, a couple weeks ago. A few weeks ago. What are you looking for?
Tweezers. Just carry on.
Tweezers?
Yes.
For what?
They were laying right here. Don't worry about it.
Why would there be tweezers?
Just carry on.
No, what are you going to do with tweezers?
Nothing.
Then why do you want them?
Carry on.
All right, hold up. If something's going to be tweezed...
You don't even have to worry about it.
All right. So anyways, in the past few weeks since our last podcast, I've become a township supervisor.
Oh, God. I know.
Why'd you go, oh, God?
Because it's a lot.
I'm willing to do it.
It's already been a lot.
It's not been that much.
Dude, come on.
It hasn't been that big of a deal.
Go ahead.
Why do you say it's a big deal?
Just because everyone's going to be up your ass all the time, all the meetings, all this shit, whatever.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay.
Like last night...
Let's go on record.
No. Last night, I went to the fair. Mm-hmm. I ran into...
Monday night.
Was it last night? No. Last night, we stayed home.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Monday night, we went to the fair. I ran into a few people. They asked me about some things that are going on. I talked to them, like, this is what the deal is. It mm-hmm. wasn't a big deal.
All
As
right.
opposed to, you run into people and you talk about stupid stuff anyways. Like, I'm okay with it. And if I have to
you do.
Buzz up there, it's just... So, the reason I brought this up is it all ties into all this stuff that's going on. I've spent the past year and a half of my life going, oh my God, I wish a good person would stand up and be like, okay, I'll run this. Instead of a bunch of shitbags who are either cowards... or shills for something else. That's what drives me crazy. And I'm not saying it happens on our local level as much.
No,
but and enough. There's a little, like, I'm watching one of the other township supervisor races. And I don't want to name names, but in a nearby community. You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, they're the one person in particular and then another one to not as much of a degree... is just constantly bitching about everything and causing issues and why is it like this and why... Shut the fuck up. It's fucked up. If it's fucked up, get elected and go in there and fix it. You bitching about it is not going to do anything but divide the community. You just go in there and go, hey guys, I think there's a better way to do this. And they're going to be like, okay, yeah, that's a really good idea. We didn't look at it from that perspective. Or they're going to go, that doesn't work. Once you get in here and you see how much money we don't have... and how many roads we have to fix. Like, you can't do that. Like, it's just, there's just some reality that you weren't aware of.
Wait, there's are you going to get our road fixed?
I hope so.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like a shitbag if we get our road fixed, but our road is, like, literally falling apart.
It is.
But
after
anyways.
After the flood.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit. But you're still looking for those tweezers.
I am. I can't
Do we need to pause this so you can go get tweezers for crying out
loud? Maybe.
But I just remember at the beginning of all this pandemic stuff, I didn't say that right either, did I?
I
said
say anything.
Pandemic.
I didn't say shit.
Pandemic.
Just saying I didn't say shit.
At the beginning of this, I read a quote that says, when competent men don't stand up to lead, their punishment is to be ruled over by incompetent men.
Well,
and that's what I felt like the past year has been like. We've had the biggest pieces of shit setting all the thing. And you're just like, it's been frustrating. And you see very few people that are willing to stand up and get crucified because that's the climate we're in.
So are you saying that's Biden?
That guy is a lifelong shill. He's a guy that's never done anything but been a government official. He's never lived real life. He's never created anything. He's never contributed to somebody's salary. He's never been on a hook for payroll on Thursday night when it's due Friday.
No.
Never.
Except for his son's payroll. Okay.
Sorry. No, and that shit's all fucking scammy and weird. Like, that comes out last week in that crazy video. Like, who knows? Like, but, like, it's just scumbags. I'm tired of seeing scumbags. And, you know, my entire life, politicians were always people that couldn't get jobs somewhere else. I'll just say it. They were always the people who... were either a giant ego and they couldn't get a job in the private sector for the most part. I mean, when you look at a lot of, like, it's changing. I think it's really changing over the past 2 or 3 years. They were just I don't want to degrade, because it's not a blanket statement. Like, there's not everybody fits into that. But most, when you look at most of our, take Cuomo, for example.
Huh.
That Fuck piece that of guy. Shit. He's been nothing but a public, quote unquote, servant. Or Nancy Pelosi, public servant, who somehow gets rich. Like, I'm trying to pause this, but I don't know how.
Just keep talking.
I'm just going to keep talking, but Piper's trying to talk to Mom, and I'm trying to figure out how to pause this. And okay. Piper's asking something. Peace out, Cub Scout. Oh my god, now Pam's going to get the tweezers. I don't understand what goes on.
How do you not know how to pause?
Why do you have to tweeze?
I can't help it.
So I'm just here by myself now. And P-Dog, sit down. Mom has to poop? You have to poop? Well, why'd you have to come tell us that? Like, you're like, just go poop, dude.
Okay. You go take care of that. Dad, you keep talking.
Real life, folks.
I wish. I'm worried that I hit the wrong button last time and it stopped it and screwed everything up. So now I'm scared. All
right, just keep
talking. I'm just going to check my email.
No, well, just keep talking.
This is a conversation.
I'm listening.
I don't. Why? See, this is. We need to back and forth, you know?
Can I chew on the air? Is it okay if I chew? Ooh, wait, can we do ASMR again?
No.
That's why I was already whispering earlier.
What in the fuck are you doing?
Nothing. Carry on.
Now you're going to eat Skittles into the microphone. I can hear it.
You cannot.
I bet people can hear it. Mm-mm. I hear it crunching. Okay. Now I don't even know what I was saying.
You were talking about it's not a blanket statement.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like most people don't have the time or the interest or the, there's a little bit of courage that come, or a lot of courage. So I had my first township meeting where I was a supervisor and, a few weeks ago. And, you think of all the cool things to say like 2 days after the meeting, but when you're sitting there and somebody brings up a random topic that you're not expecting, you're like, especially me being new, I don't know everything about everything. So I'm not familiar with a lot of things. So you're just like,
well, isn't that life in general with,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But what I was going to say was we started to say that all the presidents read their speeches, or a lot of us do, 100%, because I don't know how you'd get up there and just off the hip it.
Which would explain, I guess, why that asshole will not answer questions at all.
You should be able to answer questions
after any of his speeches lately.
So frustrating. When he gave that one about Afghanistan the other day, I was like, because I try and have an open mind. I don't like from I used to like Biden, but as a
so I didn't hear that one.
I liked him sort of as a goof when he was the vice president. Because he was always like shooting gun fingers at people, and he just looked like this really fun guy.
How's it feel now?
He's older and just seems clueless. But the one he comes out the other day, and he basically says a lot of people are blaming us for pulling out like we did, but it's Trump, it's all the administrations back to Bush that started this war. I said we should never go in there in the first place. And you're kind of like, okay-ish. But then he launches into, it's the Afghan army's fault because they didn't stand up. It's this guy's fault. It's that guy's fault. It's this guy's fault. It's that guy's fault. And nobody but me. I've been to Afghanistan 4 times. I was to this place, this place, this place. I talked to this person, this person. Nobody knows Afghanistan better than me, has a better understanding of Afghanistan, and not this... it was way slower and clunkier. But nobody knows Afghanistan better than me. I'm uniquely qualified to handle Afghanistan, and I know the best way to deal with this. And you're like, wait, what? I don't know if you saw the fucking news, dude. You blew this one. You fucked this up. And then I would be okay with, as the president, you came out and you're like, hey, I made this decision that we're going to evacuate everybody by August 31st. The fucking army blew it. The people in charge blew it. That's not how this was supposed to be done. I'm basically firing this general. I'm firing the Secretary of Defense. They fucked this up. I would be okay with that. But he's not. He's like, and the buck stops with me. The buck stops with me. I take responsibility for this. It was my decision. See y'all later. No questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, fuck this guy.
Well, and okay, we had to get out of there. How about we get all the civilians?
Dude.
And
so one of the
The civilians and the people that helped us. What's the word? There's a word. Allies. American citizens before the military leaves.
But then you're watching, I watched the press conference yesterday with all the, it wasn't Biden, it wasn't in the press conference, but that was her name, Jen Psaki, I think.
Press secretary. She has terrible roots right now. I'm not sure what's happening there. But anyway.
I saw skits because I don't watch her all the time. And I'm like, surely they're being facetious. Mm-mm. No. It's unbelievable. But anyways, then there was the Secretary of State and all these people. And basically they're asking him, like, are you saying that no matter what, you'll get all the Americans out of, that's like your priority? Well, I don't like to speak in hypotheticals, but every day we're trying to get out as many people as we can. And then they would circle back another reporter, like, are you making a commitment that no matter what, you're getting all the Americans out of Afghanistan? Well, I don't want to speak about hypotheticals, but for the time being, we're trying to, you're like, dude, the fuck? We're America. We get our fucking people out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're stuck outside of the airport. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. We're getting those people out.
Sent them messages to get to the airport and we'll get them out.
Yeah, that's what we kept saying. We've been telling them for weeks that they should get to the airport and get out.
No shit. The airport is surrounded. And
you've also been telling them there's no chance the Taliban's going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
As recent as last week, they're like, there's no chance the Taliban's going to take over.
It's not going to happen from a Friday to a Monday. Guess what? That's exactly what happened.
Fuck. And I can't even imagine if you spent time over there and you lost, a family member lost a life, a limb, a wife, a life. Like, you gave up 10 years of your life and you're over there. For what? There's got to be millions of people that are sitting around going, the fuck? The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating. Makes me unbelievably angry.
Today, mainstream media said, special news report, President Biden's going to discuss COVID boosters and Afghanistan.
And this is, because I was so frustrated with the one the other day. All right, here we go.
Briefing from my COVID team. And here's the latest data that confirms that we're still in a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Really?
Of the unvaccinated.
While we're starting to see initial signs that cases may be...
So we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. So we're what? We're 13 seconds into this. We're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So did you see the news today? The governor from Texas, who's had all his fucking vaccines tested positive for COVID yesterday.
Mm-mm.
So everybody's been railing on him because he passed you can't force people to wear masks in Texas, period. Whether you're a school or a business or whatever. It's voluntary. If you want to wear a mask, wear a fucking mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a fucking mask. But you can't force people one way or the other. So they were all over this guy today. Well, if he wasn't so anti-mask, he probably wouldn't have caught COVID again. And you just want to be like, wait, motherfucker, if he's vaccinated, he shouldn't be getting fucking COVID. You can't have it both ways. It's almost, I was telling somebody the other day, it's almost like it's raining outside, or it's going to rain. Like tomorrow, there's a 60%, 50% chance of rain. And you're like, hey, I'm going to wear a raincoat. And you're like, I don't think it's going to rain. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. It doesn't matter. I want to wear a raincoat. You're like, okay. And then later in the day, you say, I think because you're not wearing a raincoat, I'm going to get wet. And you're like, wait. Wait. You can't blame me for either you having a shitty raincoat or just being afraid of it raining. Period.
Okay.
All right. Just
carry on.
I come up with these analogies. You don't even care. Oh, man.
That feedback, bro.
That cord is crazy.
Declining in a few places. Cases are still rising, especially among the unvaccinated. There are still 85 million Americans who are eligible to get vaccinated or remain unvaccinated.
Okay. I'm going to pause it right there. Let me grab my phone here. Because I saw this the other night, and it fucked me off because nobody points out the obvious. How many people are there in the United States, do you know?
3 billion?
No, way high.
I don't know.
There's like 330-some million.
Okay.
Maybe more because there's unregistered people.
I meant million.
But... How many people in the United States...
Dude, you can't Google it.
No, this is important. Overall, 189.9 million people have been vaccinated. Okay? So let's just get out my calculator, because there's one figure that they're... Is that right?
No.
Figure.
Yes.
So there's... We'll just say 330 million... And we'll subtract 189 million. That leaves 141 million people that aren't vaccinated. Do you know how many people there are under the age of 18 in the country? Roughly 80 million.
That What's leaves under us... 18 have to do with anything?
Because there's no vaccine for people under 18. Also,
yes, there is. There, it's only 12 and under.
It doesn't matter. Just hang on. Just hang on for a second.
Okay.
People under 18, by and large, aren't getting vaccinated. Because why? There's no fucking reason to vaccinate them. The science. There's no science that says kids get really sick. If you listen to Lester Holt, the hospitals are overrun with sick children, but the actual facts don't bear it out. In the past year and a half, 400 kids under the age of 18 have passed away because of COVID. Okay. They did a study. They I think it was John Hopkins, went case by case, and it was a couple months ago. There was 385. They went case by case, and they looked and found each one of these cases that were somebody under 18 died supposedly of COVID, and they found zero that didn't have an underlying condition like leukemia. Like, I'm not saying that COVID didn't make their situation worse, but that's a person that's severely deficient to start with. Anything would upset them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be coarse about it. But
you
it's,
are, but it's okay.
But it's numbers.
I understand what you're saying.
We're talking about a person who's very, very sick to start with. COVID probably made it worse. But if you take out all those people, there was zero people that were just healthy, got sick, and died.
Okay.
So... What I'm saying is kids, by and large, do not need vaccinated.
Also,
but when you take that out, we have 61 million out of 331 million people that aren't vaccinated. And this thing's still running rampant somehow. Like, an overwhelming majority of the population is vaccinated. And it's still going crazy. The numbers do not add up that says this vaccine works. The numbers say... Somebody's making a lot of money on something that you're being forced to take that does not work, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I find it frustrating.
Yes.
point sure. counterpoint there?
No, I'm taking it all in.
Okay. Back to Biden.
And at real risk. Across the country, virtually all of the COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths continue to be among the unvaccinated.
Not true.
In Alabama, more than 90% of the current hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated.
Not true.
In Texas, 95% of those in hospitals are unvaccinated. Right now, it's worse in states where overall vaccination rates are low. But let me be clear. Even in states where the vaccination rate is high,
when I'm reading,
the unvaccinated in those states are also at risk.
Oh my God, for real?
How did we get an ad? I must not be logged in. So something else to throw in here. They are not. There's some other fuckery going on. If somebody's listening to this and they have a point that completely counters mine, love to hear it. But also, when people that are vaccinated go in for an illness now, and we'll just say they're having a heart attack, they don't test them for COVID. And if they die of a heart attack, it's not a COVID death. If you're unvaccinated and you go in for a heart attack and you haven't been vaccinated, I said that twice.
Mm-hmm.
They'll test you for COVID, and if you have COVID, it's a COVID death. There's so much fuckery in the data right now. It's bananas.
I'm sure.
Back to Biden.
Wait.
And we're seeing cases rise as a result. Quite frankly, it's a tragedy. There are people who are dying, and who will die, who didn't have to. So please, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it now. Do it now. It could save your life, and it could save the lives of those you love.
What about if you already have COVID and you have antibodies? Have to get vaccinated.
You know, and the good news is that more people...
Even though you're protected from the COVID because you have antibodies.
15 minutes.
People are getting vaccinated. Overall, weekly new vaccinations are up more than 80% from where they were a month ago. While it can take up to 6 weeks to get fully protected after your first shot, this increased level of vaccinations is going to provide results in the weeks ahead. Just remember, we have two key ways of protecting ourselves against COVID-19. One, safe, free, and effective vaccines. And two, masks.
For first thing.
Two keys.
The vaccine is not free. Somebody is making a grip of fucking money off this bullshit. A grip.
Well, you'll hear that. You'll hear him say this later.
Second, the mask thing. It's the CDC. Everybody's like, listen to the CDC. The CDC themselves looked out and said, if you're wearing like the regular bandana thing, you might as well not. Unless you coughed or sneezed, it's not doing anything. I mean, it's a barrier to catch droplets. That we used to think droplets at the beginning of this were the big spreader. And it's not. Like, this is nonsense. Unless you're wearing like an N95 or better mask, which nobody is. Like, when you go to the store, they have the cute fucking mask with the sayings and the pictures on them. That doesn't do anything. A cloth mask, unless you literally are trying to spit in somebody else's face.
I am, usually.
Well.
I'm that person.
Then it protects you from me and me from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking stupid. All right. You're getting a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are the best defense, but masks are extremely helpful as well. And for those who aren't eligible for the vaccine yet, children under the age of 12, masks are the best available protection for them and the adults around them. That's why we need to make sure children are wearing masks in school.
Right there.
There is
that.
There's
right there. Wait, and it's going to go on for. Okay, folks, I watched this tonight. John has not. So I know what's coming.
There is absolutely no science that shows that A, kids spread COVID, and B, masks fucking help
Okay.
At all.
But right now, on August 18th, I'd like to say, in our humble little school district, we are not required to wear masks in school. They have to.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, optional. They are required to wear a mask on a school bus, which is federal transportation.
So stupid.
Once they get to school, they are not required to wear that mask. The president this evening on August 18th now has said we need to have children in schools wear masks.
See what's
School is supposed to start on August 25th. We will see if suddenly our plan for school changes. Just saying.
I feel like you're talking slower, so I can't talk.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
What is frustrating about the whole thing is...
Everything.
Yes, but I try and look at it from both sides. And I'm really, really sad. Because...
You're not going to cry, are you?
No. Because I don't feel like there's anybody out there on either side of the mask or vaccine debate who doesn't believe they're right.
Well, yeah.
Like, nobody's just being like, I'm on Team Joe Biden, so I think we should do what he says. But what I do worry about is there's people who are terrified that their kid's going to get COVID. So if you send your kid to school with their kid, and you're like, my kid doesn't need to wear a mask, they feel exactly the same way as if you sent your kid to school with an AR-15. Like, your kid's going to kill my kid. Mm. How dare you? You insensitive asshole. Like, why are you sending him to school with guns? Like, nothing good's going to come out of this. One or all of them are going to die. And that's what's frustrating to me. The amount of fear that's whipped up over...
I know.
Because
nobody wants to be caught dead, or probably a bad choice of words. Nobody wants to be accused of not caring about their kid.
Right. Also, you have to... What's tough is there's so much out there that you can look at yourself that contradicts what just Biden's saying right now. And most people are like, he's our president. He was duly elected and blah, 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 blah. And
questionable. Anyway.
And, you know, whatever he says, he knows the best people and he's getting the best information. We should follow that kind of blindly.
Yeah.
Which is understandable unless you've read anything else on your own. What in the fuck are you doing over
there? Sorry.
All right, back to
Biden. Toys. Jesus please. Christ. All right. Carry on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, your phone's so noisy.
Before I talk about the news related to vaccines, let me say a few words about masks and our
hang
children.
Hang in there.
Unfortunately, as we've seen throughout this pandemic, some politicians are trying to turn public safety measures, that is, children wearing masks in school, into political disputes for
which
their own
ones?
Political gain. Some are even trying to take power away from local educators by banning masks in school. They're setting a dangerous tone.
It's phony stuff.
Last
week, it didn't happen.
At a school board meeting in Tennessee, protesters threatened doctors and nurses who were testifying making the case for masking children in schools. The intimidation and the threats we're seeing across the country are wrong. They're unacceptable.
Isn't he doing an intimidation and a threat by saying you should get vaccinated and wear a mask?
But it's not wrong.
Said before, this isn't about politics.
Oh, no.
It's about keeping our children safe.
They're already fucking safe.
It's about taking on the virus together, united. I made it clear that I'll stand with those who are trying to do the right thing. Last week, I called school superintendents in Florida and Arizona to thank them for doing the right thing and requiring masks in their schools. One of them said, We teach science, so we follow the science.
So here's the weird thing about science. There's a weird, almost religious thing called science. And then there's this other thing called science that's based on facts. It's very weird what's happened. So there is, like, I won't jump off into another subject, but again, the science of children getting ill and dying of COVID up till now. Now, I'm not saying in the future there couldn't be a variant that attacks children and, you know, is worse. But up until now, by and large, unless you were already super compromised by some other disease, COVID is not a concern for a child.
That's, as of right now.
That's the factual science. But there's other, this other religion of science that says
a healthy child.
You have to take a leap of belief in what Biden's saying for it to be true. And it's just simply not. And that's all I have to say about that. God damn it, phone.
The other said they have a guiding principle, students first. I couldn't agree with more than, I just couldn't agree more with what they both said.
What?
That's why today I'm directing the Secretary of Education, an educator himself, to take additional steps to protect our children.
Is that, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I caught him in one there. The Levine chick that we've heard nothing about, she's in health, not education. Damn it. I thought he called her a him.
Nice try.
This includes using all of his oversight authorities and legal action, if appropriate, against governors who are trying to block and intimidate local school officials and educators. And as I said before, if you aren't going to fight COVID-19, at least get out of the way of everyone else who's trying.
Oh, my God.
I've got to sign into my YouTube on this phone.
So far, we've had many speech blunders, but whatever.
Such a douche.
You know, we're not going to sit by as governors try to block and intimidate educators protecting our children.
What?
For example, if a governor wants to cut the pay of a hardworking education leader who requires masks in a classroom, the money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to pay that person's salary, 100%. I'm going to say a lot more about children in schools next week. But as we head into the school year, remember The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says masks are critical, especially for those who are not yet vaccinated.
All right, let's find this.
12 and under.
Let's find this.
12 and under.
Let's find
this. So he basically just said every elementary school had best be wearing masks this year. And he said, am I right? He said any educator, basically, that is pro mask stuff and finds themselves in trouble, their salary will be paid.
Yeah. All students age 2 and older, regardless of vaccination status, should wear a mask, says the CDC. And they should use 3 feet of physical distance. So
from 3 feet to 6 feet?
Yeah, what happened there?
Or 6 feet to 3 feet, I mean. So doesn't just personal space rule, like in general life, pretty much cover 3 feet? Do you stand closer than 3 feet to somebody?
Not normally.
Carry on.
It's just defies reason and logic.
Honey, it gets better. Just wait.
He's 12. So let's put politics aside.
Let's
follow the educators and the scientists who know a lot more about how to teach our children and keep them safe than any politician. This administration is always going to take the side of our children.
Are you?
Next.
So I can sniff them and touch them.
Of you who can get vaccinated, but you haven't. The Delta variant is twice as transmissible as the Alpha variant. It's dangerous, and it continues to spread. Vaccines are the key to stopping it.
Except
we're making progress.
Just wait.
Today, more than 90% of seniors have at least had one shot, and 70% of people over the age of 12 have gotten their first shot as well. That's good news, but we need
70% mm-hmm. of people over the age of 12 have got their first shot.
Yep, but that's not
the
enough.
The most of the population is vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough. Just wait.
You go faster. That's why I'm taking steps on vaccination requirements where I can. Already I've outlined vaccine.
Does he get like a nickel for every fucking vaccine or something? Like, why would you be...
Requirements are going to reach millions of Americans. Federal workers and contractors. Medical staff caring for our veterans at VA hospitals. And our active duty military reservists and National Guard. Today I'm announcing a new step. If you work in a nursing home and serve people on Medicare or Medicaid, you will also be required to get vaccinated. More than 130,000 residents in nursing homes have had, sadly, over the period of this virus, passed away.
Okay. We're going to leave out the tens of thousands who got killed in Pennsylvania, and we're going to lump those in New York because they were...
Cuomosexuals.
If I was... Let me think about this. Mm-hmm. If I was 60 plus, I would have no problem getting the vaccine. I am in the high-risk group of people to get COVID, mm-hmm. and it's serious. So if I'm 60 plus, okay. Definitely 70 plus. Mm-hmm. 100% 80 plus. But what's fucked up is also more facts. The median age of people who die of natural causes in the United States is 76. So you have a heart attack or whatever. You die. Median age is 76. The median age of people that die of COVID is 81. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? So if I'm 80, 100% I'm going to get the vaccine because mm-hmm. you're the high-risk population. Everybody fucking below 80, it should be your personal choice.
But here's the deal. He just mandated that anyone, you could be 23. If you work with someone in that 80-year range, you have to have vaccinations.
They're everybody in the nursing home is vaccinated. Uh-huh. So if the vaccinations work, mm-hmm. can you imagine? This is what drives me crazy. Can you imagine taking your dog for a rabies vaccination, and they're like, you're probably gonna want to keep an eye on him, and if he starts foaming at the mouth, you're probably gonna want to chain him to a stake out in the backyard because he can still get rabies, and you'd be like, then why did I get this $50 shot or whatever it is? Well, I mean, if he gets rabies, it won't be as bad. What if he bites somebody, another dog? Can he spread rabies? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even if he's not showing any signs of rabies.
Get it.
Then this doesn't work. It's fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm. I know. So there are a lot of people who are going to be out of a job very soon if they do not want the vaccine. And that's sad.
So what would you do? So I feel like we're in a unique position where...
it's sad.
We always could have blowback against our individual company or whatever. But what would you do if you were working in a school or a nursing home or a hospital? And, you know, there's a... another number I heard the other day that out of all medical staff in the country, only 60% of them have been vaccinated. So there's 40% of the people are like, no. Well, I work here. I'm a nurse. I'm taught to question everything. And I'm just pumping the brakes.
That's the sad part, because if that's, you know, from the time you were 18 that you set your sights on this career, and now you've done it, and now if you don't do this one thing, you're out of a job. That's sad. That's
terrible. What would you do? Do you think you'd quit, or you'd take the vaccine?
It 100% depends on personal situation.
No, you.
If I was single mom, I'd take it.
No, I'm talking about you right now.
Well, I can't relate. I'm self-employed.
If somebody right now said, no matter what, you have to take the vaccine or you're losing your work. You have to find different work. You could never paint again, we'll say.
I guess I'd find another job.
Same.
Because I have a small-ish child and don't want to, I don't know, it's hard for me to answer. I haven't thought on that long enough, I guess, but
I would
probably look for another job. But from all sounds of it, every employment position everywhere is going to, sooner or later, pretty soon it's going to be everyone in a service industry is required to show a vaccination card or you're out of a job. The entire country is going to be out of a job if you can't show a vaccine card, is the way I feel this is going.
We've done a weird thing over the past year. So we've managed to shutter 50% of the small businesses that would not put up with this. We made the big companies bigger and one of the only places of employment. And the stable jobs that were always the government-funded jobs in one way or another, and the medical jobs, we've pigeonholed the population into this do what we say or else you don't have any options.
How about the de Blasio situation? Every indoor space.
Which one?
The latest one, every indoor space, you must show ID and proof of vax.
Go fuck to gain entry. Yourself.
But that all lands squarely on the shoulders of the establishment's owners.
I would fuck you. If I'm going out of business, I'm going out of business not asking people for the vaccination card.
But there are people that have families to feed.
Same.
And I know.
At some point, you have to take a step. So when you think about this for a minute, this is what frustrates me. And I've wrestled with all this myself.
You're the dude.
No, wait. I've wrestled with all this myself. Our country was founded on people that wanted to be free. Okay?
I know, but...
And can you imagine being in 1776 or whenever, you know, that period through there, that the people that won us our independence as a country had families. They had brothers and daughters and sons and wives. And they were like, fuck it. This is worth more than me being around. Long story short. I'm willing to make this sacrifice because if I don't, we're living under bullshit rules the rest of our life. And I feel like we're all way too comfortable right now and just happy to go with the status quo. And I'm guilty of it myself. Like, I don't want to, like, get into trouble or get shot or whatever over any of this. But at some point, we have to start standing up and going, nope. Now, again, it's one thing if our community was ravaged by COVID. But I've been saying this over and over on the podcast for a year and a half or better. How many people do you personally know that got sick or died of COVID?
I don't want to go down that road
again. That's the most important thing.
Well, I know.
It'd be like we have a fucking ban against red bunnies. And you're like, how many people have actually been attacked by red bunnies?
I have.
I don't know anybody, but we better take a fucking shot that protects us from red bunny bites. And you'd be like, I've never seen a red bunny in our neighborhood.
I know.
I don't even know anybody.
But
I know.
We're also not saying red bunnies don't exist.
No.
Right.
But
okay,
you
so
see what I'm saying?
Keep playing.
It's almost over. It's fucking...
I know. What?
Damn you, woman.
At the same time, vaccination rates among nursing home staff significantly trail the rest of the country. The studies show that highly vaccinated nursing home staff is associated with at least 30% less COVID-19 cases among 30. Long-term care residents.
Shouldn't it be 100%?
I know. All right. Keep going.
With this announcement, I'm using the power of the federal government as a payer of health care costs to ensure we reduce
those risks
for our most vulnerable seniors. These steps are all about keeping people safe and out of harm's way. If you walk into a government office building, you should know that federal workers are doing everything possible to keep you safe. If you're a veteran seeking care at a VA hospital, you should not be at a greater risk walking into the hospital than you were outside the hospital. And now, if you visit, live, or work in a nursing home, you should not be at a high risk for contracting COVID from unvaccinated employees.
Except you can still get COVID from vaccinated people. Mm-hmm. This is the dumbest fucking bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to say, okay, if you're vaccinated, the effects of COVID may be less if you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody under basically 50 is already at like a 99 point high, whatever you want to put as a decimal after 99. Chance of not getting super sick and dying of COVID. We're a nation built on you can take your own chances. You want to start a business? Good luck, motherfucker. Hope you have a paycheck next week. You want to go skydiving? Good luck, motherfucker. Hope the parachute's open. You want to drive a motorcycle at a high rate of speed? Good luck, motherfucker. Hope it works out for you.
So the thing about every employee, because you heard him say, the as a payer of okay, so that's where it's all basically stemming from. Listen, we're going to make all employees be vaccinated, but you'll hear him soon say, even though you've had that vaccination, say the entire nursing home bubble is vaccinated, you can still get it. So how does making everyone's employment dependent on the vaccine make anything better?
Because
so, in other words, how can threatening the employment of all Medicare-related workers help if, even if they are vaccinated, the elderly they're trying to protect can still get COVID, can still be transmitted COVID or whatever, when it's the unvaccinated ones that get it worse?
Because I think you have... Recent history has shown us two things. So let's just take a couple examples. And I know this is not related, but let's just... I'm going to use it as a... For instance. Let's just take the Jeffrey Epstein and...
Dude, no, that's a whole other podcast.
No, it's not. No, hang on a second. Jeffrey Epstein and what was the other guy? The
Bill Clinton? Oh.
Well, no. the fat dude that made movies. Weinstein.
Right.
So people knew this shit was going on for decades. And they didn't want to speak up. for a couple reasons. One, if you were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, you got to get in movies, your career did good.
More like Harvey Weinstein.
What'd I say? I'm sorry, Epstein. Weinstein, I'm sorry. And then Epstein has all these powerful people. Like the
So
fact,
anybody with the last name Steen?
No Steens.
No Steen. Fuck all you Steens.
Instead of, except Berenstein. Or Berenstein.
Right. Which is Berenstein.
But anyways, you look, or Bill Cosby for another, for example.
Cosby Steen.
But all these people knew this shit was going on, and they didn't say anything because they didn't want to lose their job on their show or as whatever. So people are willing to put up with a lot of bullshit and go, not my problem. Just to self-perpetuate their situation. It takes a serious amount of courage to stand up and go, this is fucked up, and burn your life down. And people won't do that.
John Anderstein will.
100%. I had a second point, but I can't think of it.
All right, play the rest.
Oh, God, I don't want to listen.
Come on,
anymore.
Keep going. You can do it. It'll be all right. It's only the president of the United States, of your country.
Fucking
turn it back on. There you go. Wait. Okay.
Well, I'm mindful that my authority at the federal level is limited. I'm going to continue to look for ways to keep people safe and increase vaccination rates. And I'm pleased to see the private sector stepping up as well. In the last week, AT&T, Amtrak, McDonald's, they all announced vaccine requirements.
Because
McDonald's has the obesity population.
We're not going to tell you, like, quit eating McDonald's food because it's, it's delicious. Let's throw it out there.
Okay. On
a good day, a double quarter pounder with cheese is delicious.
So,
grease is running down your arm.
All right.
The days they fuck it up, it's not so good. But
honey, can you get a vaccine?
What?
Go ahead.
I recently met with a group of business and education leaders from United Airlines to Kaiser Permanente to Howard University. We're also doing the same thing. Over 200 health systems. More than 50 in the past 2 weeks have announced vaccine requirements. Colleges and universities are requiring more than 5 million students to be vaccinated as they return to classes this fall.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Really?
I need to log into the YouTube on this
phone.
Holy shit,
you said that four times.
All this makes a difference. The Wall Street Journal reported the share of job postings stating that new hires must be vaccinated has nearly doubled in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Governors and mayors in California, Maryland, Massachusetts,
New York.
Oregon, and Washington announced vaccination requirements. So let's be clear. Vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops, are typically required to receive vaccines to prevent everything from polio to smallpox to measles to mumps to rubella.
Wait, we're about to get to the part.
All those vaccines fucking work.
You're taking my point that I've been waiting for all night long. Wait,
in fact,
back it up.
The reason most people in America don't worry about polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, or rubella today is because of vaccines.
Pause it. Because, folks, they are all FDA approved, tested, years of positive effects from it, and you can't get the virus after you've been vaccinated from it.
How many people do you know that have gotten polio in your life?
None.
Zero.
Because the vaccine works.
No question about
it. It's FDA approved.
If everybody you knew got a vaccine when we were kids for polio, and then half to three quarters of your class and it's up still getting polio, you'd be like,
I'm not doing that anymore.
Fuck that shit.
Yes.
On the principle, it doesn't work. I'm going to take my chances.
Right. So why isn't it FDA approved?
also
for those reasons.
It would be the same as if polio was like a bad few days of flu instead of like you're in a wheelchair.
Well, it depends on the person.
Because polio, when you think about polio, polio is way more severe than COVID.
Well, yeah, but
polio, like, you are fucked if you get polio. And you might recover, you might not, you might be in a wheelchair the rest of your life.
COVID,
by and large, most people will get sick. There are some people that have these long hauler symptoms.
Yes.
But by and large, you get sick, you're okay. And the other thing that frustrates me is there's things like,
either way, I don't want it.
I hate
still.
To go, I hate to sound like the Trump guy, but there's the what was the drug that they busted on him about?
Yeah. Hydroxychloroquine. Or, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then there's the ivermectin or whatever.
I don't know.
Regeneron, something new that one of the drug companies came out and patented.
It was mentioned today.
But there's ivermectin that has even better doctors have been treating. It's been around forever. Doctors have been treating COVID patients with pretty good success if they give them that drug.
Okay.
Like, you take it, you're better a couple days later. Now, this is what drives me nuts. The fucking I'm struggling to find the word. The mask people, for lack of a better term, the super COVID, you should get vaccinated, get a mask. And they're like, you don't believe in the science. And the hypocrisy that when somebody finds a drug that costs pennies, that they go, hey, this is really working. They're like, that's not science. Instead of going, like, everything, like, it would cost nothing to hand out, while you get your vaccine, an ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine pill with no side effects. This shit has been around for 40, 50 years.
Wow.
And double up. If you're willing to take a sketchy-ass fucking shot that was made a few months ago and you can't sue anybody and it's kind of hasn't been around, you don't know what the effects are 5, 10, 1 year down the road, but you're not willing to take a pill that costs nothing, that's been around for 40, 50 years, that has no side effects, is safe for just about everybody. You have to go, is this about health or is it about money? Is this about making people better or is this about something else? And,
well,
go ahead.
All right. Let's not go, like, you know, QAnon and stuff. It's just so
one of the things that I'm seeing happen. So my entire life, guys, I just cracked another beer. So the science is going to get better.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I've heard about my entire life is the military industrial complex. That there's people who thrive, they pay government officials to constantly keep us in a state of war because they can sell them missiles and private contractors stuff. Tanks, airplanes, bombs, whatever.
Wait, how did we go here?
Because it's important. Okay. You get what I'm saying. So basically from World War II till now, there's important, rich people who figured out that as long as we're always in some sort of military conflict, there will always be a need for bombs, jeeps, armor, food, pants, shoes, toilets. There's always, like, you can sell the Army and Defense Department all this shit as long as there's a war. If there's not a war, then we kind of scale it back because at that point we start to kind of count our pennies. Like, well, you know, the base doesn't need $700 toilets because, like, the toilets still work. But if you're in Afghanistan and you're trying to set up a base and you need it as quick as possible, who gives a fuck? Get us the toilets here. We don't care what it costs. Get them over here. So there's a military-industrial complex that's lived for the past 70 years. And I feel like, we'll just pause for that for right now, okay? So there's a group of people who have gotten very rich off of perpetuating war. Then you have these pharmaceutical companies who have been pumping opioids to our society, to the United States, and making ridiculous amounts of money off that. Do you know that for the first time ever, in the last census,
Biden,
the white population decreased by 5%. It's not like a percentage thing. Like, there's...
You just said 5%.
Wait. I'm not saying, like, there's... Out of 100% of the people, there's 5% less people. I'm talking out of... If there was 300 people, there's 5% less in the last census than there was last time. Number-wise. Not pie-wise. Number-wise.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So, let's just say there's 100 people.
Okay.
Okay. That make up the United States. 70% of them are white people, is what kind of the number is, okay?
Okay.
In the next, so let's just say out of 100 people, 70 are white.
Okay.
The next census comes up. Census. There's too many. Census. So the next census comes up, which just this past one. Now there's 120 people. Well, it represents a bigger portion of people, but there's 120 people. And instead of there being 70 white people, now there's 65. It's not that there's also a less percentage by group, but there's also five less white people than there was the last census.
Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you understand?
Yeah, but...
Do you know what they attribute it to? Opioid heroin overdoses.
Oh.
Have wiped out 5% of the white population.
Okay.
So if you had to guess, I saw this number the other day, and I'm like, this can't be fucking true. So I read a little more on it. If you had to guess, how many people have an opioid is basically heroin that gets prescribed.
No.
Yes.
Well.
Very similar.
Okay.
If you had to guess, how many people in the United States get prescribed that as a total? Pick a percentage.
On a regular basis or just at some point in their lives?
No, in a year. In a single year, how many people get opioid prescriptions?
Like what percentage of the population?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 60.
You think, really?
In the adult population, probably. Wait, is Xanax an opioid?
No.
No.
That's a whole different ball of wax.
All right, I'm going to go 40.
In 2017, healthcare providers across the U.S. wrote more than 191 million prescriptions for opioid pain medication, a rate of 58.7 prescriptions per 100 people.
So I said 60%.
I know. When you said that, I'm like, what? Like, how'd you guess it?
Because I'm fucking awesome.
That's 6 out of 10 people.
I know.
Okay. So back, remember when I was talking military-industrial complex a few minutes ago? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have this opioid thing coming on that people are finally going, what the fuck? Why are these doctors and pharmaceutical companies allowed to prescribe these ridiculous amounts of drugs to these people who really don't fucking need them? And they're
some
causing this
legitimately
giant,
probably do, but some,
not 6 out of 10.
No.
But so there was been this big snapback against the pharmaceuticals. And there's been all these fines and all this other bullshit. Okay? So what if...
It's a bee. That's what was landing in your hair.
What if it's a drone, bro?
Well, and now
what if
it's dead.
The government that wants us to keep...
There you go. I'm going to stick it right on your thing.
But what if we're entering... Like, we're moving away from the military-industrial complex. And we're moving into the pharmaceutical-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So can you imagine if everybody on the planet has to get a vaccine every 8 months and there's three companies making them?
Listen,
it's mandated by government. This is better than war.
Please,
we don't have to kill anybody.
Please hit play.
Oh no.
And carry on.
It only makes sense to require a vaccine that stops the spread of COVID-19.
Keep it going.
And it's time for others to step up. Employers have more power today to end this pandemic than they have ever had before. My message is simple. Do the right thing for your employees, consumers, and your businesses. Let's remember, the key tool to keeping our economy going strong is to get people vaccinated and at work. I know that I'll have your back. They should know I'll have their back.
What?
As I have the back of the states trying to do the right thing as well.
What? In Afghanistan.
For example, yesterday, I instructed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to extend full reimbursement through the end of the year.
So he's drunk
to
every
state
time
development, the state deployments of National Guard in support of COVID-19 response.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nearly 18,000 National Guard members are supporting our response nationwide, from caring for patients to administering vaccines to running testing sites to distributing supplies.
So just give them
a
minute.
As the states continue to recover from the economic toll left by COVID-19,
we're going
to
head into
full
reimbursement booster shot
of National Guard services during
moment.
This pandemic will be another tool that will help them shore up their budgets, meet the needs of their communities, and continue our economic recovery.
You got a cake with.
These are the latest steps we're taking to get more people vaccinated. Next, I want to speak to you all of you who are vaccinated.
Here we go.
How should you be thinking about the moment we're in? First, know that you're highly protected against severe illness and death from COVID-19. Only a small fraction of people going to the hospital today are those who have been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a responsibility to give the maximum amount of protection, all of you the maximum amount. Earlier today, our medical experts announced a plan for booster shots to every fully vaccinated adult American. You know, this will boost your immune response. It will increase your protection from COVID-19. And it's the best way to protect ourselves from new variants that could arise. The plan
could.
Is for every adult to get a booster shot 8 months after you got your second shot.
Oh.
Pending
and
approval
from
the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC's Committee of Outside Experts, we'll be ready to start this booster program.
So then he has to break it down like you're a kindergartner.
In which time, anyone vaccinated on or before January 20 will be eligible to get a booster shot.
For free.
That means that if you got your second shot on February 15th,
in case you can't
you're eligible
add
to get your booster shot on October 15th.
Oh,
here he goes
if
again.
If you got your second shot on March 15th, go for your booster starting November 15th, and so on.
Thank you, Biden.
Just remember, as a simple rule, 8 months after your second shot, get a booster shot. These booster shots are free. We'd be able to get the booster shot.
They're not fucking free.
It's in any one of approximately 80,000 vaccination locations.
If the government is giving it to you, we are fucking paying for it. It's not fucking free. The fucking pharmaceuticals are not giving it to us out of the fucking goodness of their heart.
John, this is a family show.
Nationwide, it will be easy. Just show your vaccination card and you'll get a booster.
No idea. Oh my god.
God damn these commercials.
Wait till he says no idea.
Dude, it's fucking brutal.
Just your vaccination card. You might miss it though through the ad.
No,
it
stops.
I know, but.
No other ID, no insurance, no state residency requirement. My administration has been planning for this possibility in this scenario for months.
Okay.
We purchased enough vaccine and vaccine supplies.
We did.
So that when your 8-month mark comes up, you'll be ready to get your vaccination free, booster shot free, and we have it available. It will make you safer and for longer. and it will help us end the pandemic faster. Now, I know there's some world leaders who say America shouldn't get a third shot until other countries got their first shot. I disagree. We can take care of America and help the world at the same time. In June and July, America administered 50 million shots here in the United States, and we donated 100 million shots to other countries. That means that America has donated more vaccine to other countries than every other country in the world combined. Cool. During the coming months,
what
the fall and early winter,
shot cost?
We expect to give out another about 100,000 boosters, and the United States will donate more than 200 million additional doses to other countries. This will keep us on our way to meeting our pledge of more than 600 million vaccine donations, over half a billion. As I said before, we're going to be the arsenal of vaccines to beat this pandemic as we were the arsenal of democracy to win World War II.
Dude, shut the fuck
so
up.
So let me conclude with this. The threat of the Delta virus remains real.
Delta virus.
But we are prepared. We have the tools. We can do this. So all those of you who are unvaccinated, please get vaccinated.
Watch yourself.
And for your loved one.
Put your phone down and watch them run away in a minute.
For your community. And to the rest of America, this is no time to let our guard down. We just need to finish the job with science, with facts, and with confidence. And together, as the United States of America, we'll get this done. Yeah. God bless you all.
Right?
And may God
watch
protect
them run
our
away.
Troops. Thank you.
What about Afghanistan? What about Afghanistan? He could not walk faster to that door. Look at him. Goodbye. Everybody's screaming, sir, 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 Afghanistan. Because MSM, right? I got it right this time. Mainstream media said he's going to talk about booster shots and Afghanistan. The minute he finished that, he ran to that door. And never answered a single question.
Okay. So I couldn't find it on Google. Dude.
Dead air, babe. Dead air. What are you looking up? What are you looking up?
Just give me a sec.
Hi, Piper.
Hi.
What's
Dude.
Up? I don't know what Dad's
doing. Is there
a
calculator around here somewhere?
On your phone.
So, go 500 million.
Wait. All right, what?
Just go 500.
Uh-huh.
Times... 20.
Well, 10,000.
So that's... You did 500?
Yeah.
So there's...
Wait,
60
500. Yeah.
So basically...
Times what? 20, just still 20?
500 million times 20. It should be... It's got to be... It breaks your phone.
Yeah.
So I Googled, how much does the vaccine cost?
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
Well, it would be trillion then, would it not? Well, that's not going to work if my phone doesn't work.
I'll do some math here. 500. Oh, a little more solar power.
Oh, my God. We have the worst calculator ever.
And the zero doesn't work.
Yep.
But anyways, we have...
a lot of money.
I'm going to try it on my phone. See if my phone is smart enough to do this math.
Mine wasn't.
Sorry about the dead air, folks. I feel like there's nobody listening at this point in this.
Where's what?
A pen.
Right here.
Yeah, that breaks the phone.
Yeah. Probably because trillion's not in the phone, is it?
It's a lot of money. that the government is paying these private companies to make. And then if what I was saying earlier, if every 8 months there's another $1 trillion that goes to these private companies.
I'm surprised they're not saying 6 months, because originally they said six.
But it's like the new flu shot that, like, it was almost like they were trying this with the flu shot.
And but the flu shot was never mandated, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But people are like, well, I never really get sick. And if I do, it's just like a couple days and I can get through it. I got a stuffy nose. Now they have a shot that you have to get. Can you imagine if you had to have the flu shot or you couldn't go grocery shopping?
Well, guess what? Here we are. De Blasio said you can't go into a grocery store with indoor dining without
also,
a vaccine card.
That dipshit said that they're going to start paying criminals $1,000 a week if they don't murder somebody.
Right. I know.
Wait. We live in the nuttiest times ever.
I know. That's why I'm ready for bed. But I just wanted... You missed...
What?
I didn't even get to talk at all.
That's okay.
You want to talk?
Yes.
You have some things to say?
The whole point of the podcast was John missed the presidential address tonight. And I've thought he should listen to it. And hear all that he missed.
Put the microphone between us. How's that?
Piper wanted
to
join.
No headphones. You can have my headphones.
You can have mine.
Because I can hear you.
You want mine?
What do you want to talk about? You're here to talk.
Have you guys ever gone to a beach before?
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Yes. So, for those that don't know, and we shouldn't even announce this before we go, because then people will rob our house. But we have security and cameras and shit.
Yeah.
We're leaving for vacation on Friday. I've been a little nervous that we're going to get some COVID lockdown or something. But for the first time ever, Miss Piper is headed to the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Very.
Do you have 45 bathing suits to take?
No, only like
two.
Two? That's all you need.
She has like five.
No, not here.
Yes, you do.
At camp.
No.
At camp.
I brought them home.
So I thought you had some like riveting things you want to talk about. But no?
That Biden wanted us to have masks when we go back to school.
What do you feel about that?
Be quiet and shut up, bro. I don't need masks in school. It's already hard to breathe in school with that heater going all day.
Yeah. Well, and you guys don't have air conditioning either.
No, we really don't. We only have like a very it's not a good fan. There's a fan, but it's not really a good fan.
Doesn't blow very good.
You would have to go stand by the fan just to get.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it doesn't seem like you have as much to add as I thought maybe you did.
No, I just want to talk to the peoples.
The peoples.
All right.
Cool.
You have a solid message.
Yeah. That's about the same message as Biden had. But she didn't mess up her words.
And fall down the stairs.
True.
Fall up the stairs, technically, is what he did. Yeah. Tonight he just ran off the stage.
He's like, nope.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
All right. I think we're good. Everyone make their own decisions as usual. We just want to bring our perspective to things. What? ASMR.
We just
want to bring our message to everyone.
ASMR.
Our opinion. Yeah.
For doing that, I'm out.
Okay.
Goodbye.
See ya.